It's 28 past six on Breakfast. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. We're going to start with golf, where we're using the C word about Adam Scott this morning, but happily this time it stands for champion rather than choker. Unlike in July, when he let fall away a four-stroke lead at the British Open yesterday at Kingston Heath in Melbourne, he remained steadfastly in command to win the Australian Masters by four strokes from Ian Poulter. The defending champion, Poulter, had begun the final round one stroke ahead of the man, who is Australia's top-ranked golfer, but is regarded by many, including himself at times, as still to match results with his great talent. Victory yesterday was Scott's first in this tournament, and also his first win of 2012, and he did have a grin like a split melon. If nothing else, a lot of those demons from the British Open had been put to sleep. In soccer's A-League, two compelling away wins yesterday, the first at Newcastle, where Jeremy Brockie returned with his new club to score two of Wellington's three goals. To use the euphemism, the Jets let Brockie go at the end of last season, so letting rip in the 44th and 81st minute would have been satisfying indeed. And in Perth, Western Sydney has managed a 1-0 win despite being down a player. The Wanderers had the lead when in the 38th minute, Yusuf Hirsey was dismissed for a crude tackle on glorious Scott Jamieson. But despite the one-man advantage, Perth could not find an equaliser, let alone a winning goal. And while the other Sydney team, the Sydney FC, reclined hubristically at the bottom of the A-League table, the inaugural Wanderers are now fifth, behind Adelaide, the Central Coast, Newcastle and Perth. And in motor racing, Jamie Wincup has won his fourth V8 Supercars Drivers' Championship. Wincup finished third at Winton yesterday, giving him sufficient points to secure the title with one round of racing let to go. That carries 300 points that final round, but Wincup is 317 points ahead of Mark Winterbottom. And in the National Basketball League, Sydney beat Melbourne yesterday, the score 72-67. The Kings, now in fourth spot, behind New Zealand, Wollongong and Adelaide. I'll be back with more sport, including some cricket news later this morning.